Ms. Kathy Moore, she would.
Yes, one of the things to that poll that I'd just like to mention, and this is with all of the feedback that's come as a result of Rick Daniels getting Desert Hot Springs in the mix here for some reason. The polls and the number of comments, the opinions against or opposed to putting the jail in Desert Hot Springs in the Desert Sun are about 5-1. And the people who are in favor of considering Desert Hot Springs as a site as opposed to Whitewater are primarily from Palm Springs, and one was from the Cherriaco Summit. One of the things that I kind of want to go on record in saying is there's a tremendous amount of politics involved in not putting this in Whitewater, but so yeah, let's put it in our, you know, the kind of bad kid over here, Desert Hot Springs. And a lot of that is driven by high-powered politicians like Mary Bono, driven with the money that Harold Master has, who is the number one paying advertiser in the Desert Sun. And also the Palm Springs Film Festival and all of that. The Whitewater location is about 13.3 miles from anything to do with really what these people are concerned about in Palm Springs. It just is amazing to me, but it really isn't when you consider politics these days, that because Desert Hot Springs doesn't have that kind of money to support buying T-shirts, promoting all of the negative things that have to do with tourism, that we don't have the connections with high-power politicians, or if like city manager does, he's obviously in favor of having it here for some reason. But what we need to consider is this jail that you're talking about, and maybe the immediate area, it would prevent certain crime. Of course they don't want to hang around right around where the jail is. So where will they go? Where will the families and the friends who are waiting to see these criminals? They'll come up into our communities, our residences, our parks, where our schools are. These are very valid concerns, and since our last meeting, I went around to my whole neighborhood in Rancho Del Oro. I've been to neighborhoods of Paradise Springs, where Rick Daniels happens to rent a house because he lives and owns a home in La Quinta, not in Desert Hot Springs, which I wasn't going to bring up, but you know what, that's important, because he's driven this, and he came out recently in the Desert Sun as saying that the showing on January 28th was, you know, not indicative of what the people in Desert Hot Springs really feel. Well, I don't see any notices of these meetings taking place. At the last meeting, many of you people said there would be many public hearings about this because it was obviously a bone of contention with many of us who are homeowners here and who have families here and some of the business owners here. And I haven't heard a thing about another public hearing. I haven't heard anything communicated. You talk about surveys going to residents, and I just don't hear the other side of the story. This prison, jail, call them pods, their cells, call it green, why don't they pay to have solar panels put on all our houses? That would save a lot of money. But this idea of the businesses that it attracts, all you hear about is tourism. Rick even said all the tourism of the county. Well, I just want to kind of remind the people who are on salary here, and you guys and the jobs that you do and the time you spend, that you're supposed to serve and protect the people in Desert Hot Springs. And I commend Chief Williams. I read your comments.
You're saying good stuff,
Valerie.
I know.
I mean, I just think that the other side of the story needs to be told in the real facts. This is going to be the third largest jail in the United States. I think there are things that need to be supported for the people in Desert Hot Springs, not just against it in Whitewater.
Thank you.